Kasama sa kalsada o habang naglalabada, kami ay aariba. Kayo ay maghanda na, tawagin ang barkada. Kami ay may ayuda, bongga. Habang nagmimilyenda, kami ay kukuda na. Halika na, halika na, chika na, chika na. Halika na, halika na, chika na sa kumarito, 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 kumarito. Hey! Chika moderately.
Attention shoppers, attention shoppers. Dum 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 dum.
Ano kayong tinag?
Dilaro natin yung... Ay, kasi po, itong si Jaya, kani-kanina lang, like 5 minutes ago, gusto niya mag-blending dun sa ano, dun sa intro. So, hindi ko alam kung ano, hindi ko pa narinig kasi live recording to. It's raw and real. Mapapakinggan na namin siya after ng recording na to.
Kung nagkalat kami doon, pasensya,
pasensya
na.
Pasensya na. Pero abangan nyo, tatapatan namin yung ano, yung positions ni Ariana
True.
Grande.
You, no, I wanna add another layer.
Hello.
Hi guys!
What's up, Kumaris and Kumparis? This is again Oi.
And this is Jaya, and welcome back to
Kumaritalk! Uy, yung branding talaga natin.
Ay, sama na naman tayo.
Kasi baka ma-call out kami dito sa kapitbahay.
Kasi nandito yung landlady ko na naglulurit.
Oo, kanina may naglalakad-lakad dun sa labas. May ilaw, diba? Mahirap na.
Mahirap na ma-call out.
Oo.
Taka na, bulung-bulungan pala ito dahil. So, itong episode natin ngayon, secret lang ito.
Ang hirap makipag-banding kasi ng madaling araw. Tapos nagre-record ka, kailangan full force ng energy.
Tama. Ayaw. Bakit work to? Tigilan. Siyempre, kapag yung mga kapitbahay ko, morning shift sila at nag-iingay sila sa umaga, di ako nagre-reklamo.
Waka pa, kailas, di ba?
Huwag nila ako pakailaman kung ako naman yung mag-iingay sa gabi.
Kasi may nagpupuk-puk sa kapitbahay.
Tama, hindi nga nila ako pinatutulog.
May naglalagari.
Tama.
So, ayun.
So, huwag nila akong pakailaman.
Kanya-kanya tayo ng trip.
Ay, nakita mo na ba yan?
Oo, yung bago mong lagay ng ano.
9:50 lang yan.
Hindi nila nakikita.
Nabudol a queue.
Bumili si Jaya ng bagong ano yan, Durabox.
Oh, hindi, ano ba 'to?
Ano ba 'yan? Basta yung Orokan na ano.
Orokan na
drawers.
Na aesthetic.
Oo, ayan.
Ganda.
Pero yun nga, may episode
ay, episode to. Hello guys. So ayun nga. So interesting yung topic natin today, ma.
Totoo, promise.
Kasi
'di ba? Going back to the previous episode, so dahil sa July, it's Nutrition Month, we're gonna talk about mind over matter. Ang layo na. Bakit? Trip-trip. Kanya-kanyang trip yan.
Lambasagan.
Nakikinig lang kayo eh.
Ang lagay, kami pa mag-a-adjust.
Pero this is an interesting topic nga talaga. And I think, baka kayo, ano, pwede nyo kaming i-DM kung napakinggan nyo na to. I-DM nyo kami kung ano yung magiging sagot nyo sa tanong na to.
Tama.
Ayan. So, ikaw muna ang aking tatanungin bilang feeling ko may listahan ka na ng...
Oo, kasi ano talaga yan, girl. Ito, we wanna share, guys, na this topic, we have been talking about this since even before we started podcasting.
Naalala mo, nagsisimbang gabi pa tayo noon.
Oo, na nararamdaman ko talaga na mananalo ako sa... Lotto. Ayan na nga. So with that in mind.
Yan. So with that in mind, what if, syempre magtataya ka muna, di ba? Kasi paano ka mananalo kung di ka magtataya?
Tama.
Pero kung after mo magtaya, bigla ka manalo, sabihin na natin na 500 million.
Uy, 300 lang usapan namin ni Lord.
Ay, 300 lang ba?
300 million.
Ay, sorry na. O di, akin yung 200.
I'll go.
Pero ikaw, what would you do if you win the lottery tomorrow? Say 300 million ngayon.
Ako, first of all, bibili ako ng bahay. Like, house and lot. Na marami. Like, one for me, one for Spencer. One for mommy.
Oo, yung anak mo to, ha?
Oo, syempre.
I forgot the name of your son.
Oo.
So, kinonfirm ko lang.
Yes. Yung anak ko po yun.
Kinonfirm. Saka hindi rin nila alam.
Oo. Diba? So, yun. Yung anak ko po.
So, Spencer ang pangalan nung son ni Jaya.
So, one for me, one for Spencer, one for my mom. Tapos, ano yun? House and lot. Tapos, mm-hmm. kahit saan. Tapos, bibili rin ako ng house, ay, properties. Papatayo ako ng mga paupahan. Gusto ko kasi, gusto ko, pangarap ko talaga maging landlady ko na nananaway pag maingay. Yun. May nga, magpatayo ako ng maraming paupahan na mura.
Oo.
Tapos, magtatayo ako ng, ay, tas ano, babayaran ko lahat ng mga kailangan kong bayaran, mga credit card, mga pending na loans, lahat yan, lilinisin ko talaga yan. Tapos, ano pa ba? Bibili ako ng kotse ulit. Ay, fully pay ko na yung kotse ko. Tapos, bibili ulit ako ng car for my mom din. Tapos, eh, syempre, 7 years old pa lang naman si Penty. So, hindi ko pa siya pwedeng bilan ng kotse, no?
Oo.
Ano, siguro, ay, yun lang, yun muna yung for myself and my family. Ay, business. I-establish ko na ng bonggil si Flaming Girl. Mm-hmm. Na as in, ano na siya, as in, pwesto na may mga tao.
Tapos marami ka ng...
Marami na. May mga... Ay, hindi, kahit isang branch lang muna. Flagship.
And I mean, marami ka lang tinda.
Oo. I-branch out ko na siya to other clothing, other apparel. Mm-hmm. Kineso, ganyan. Tapos, ay, ayun. Hindi ko pa masyado naiisip kasi parang gusto ko mag-franchise ng fast food or ng food eh. Gusto ko ng food and beverage business. Pero hindi ko pa siya masyado naiisip. Pero siguro magiging part 'yun nung how I'm gonna spend the winnings, the lottery winnings ko. Tapos yung promise ko sa inyo, Bibi, ikaw babayaran ko yung condo mo tsaka yung kotse mo, tama?
Oo.
Tapos babayaran ko yung credit cards ni Jerry, tama?
Mm-hmm.
Tapos bibilan ko si Kurt ng condo. Yan.
Oo. Si Farah pa.
Si Farah din.
Baka mag-exit na naman yun.
Oo nga. Baka mag-leave ng GC. Baka mag-leave na naman ng group chat. Si Farah, bibilan ko rin siya. Ay, hindi ko sure kung ba. Kasi ikakasal na si girl, di ba?
Oo.
So, hindi ko pa sure kung condo bahay yung... yung ibibigay ko sa kanya.
Itanong natin sa kanya pag nakita ulit tayo sa susunod.
Oo. Baka gusto niya kasi ng condo. Eh, di condo yung ibibigay ko sa kanya. Diba? Yun yung plano ko sa lottery winnings ko. Tapos, ito yung lagi ko sinasabi sa inyo. Yung ano, bibili ako ng, kasi malapit yung loob ko sa mga homeless people. Yung mga tulis homeless people in the world. Gusto ko mga 100 less homeless people in the world. Gusto ko, kasi parang one time, share ko sa inyo mga kumaris and compares. Every time na dumadaan ako, kasi diba last year, diba sa negosyo ko, lagi akong nasa Divisoria, lagi akong sa Binondo.
Uh-oh.
Kasi andun yung suppliers ko. Tapos, syempre, pag nagdadrive ako pa uwi, nadadaan ako sa streets of Manila, sa Kamaynilaan. Tapos, ang dami ko napapansin na mga buildings na luma na hindi na nagagamit, di na na-maintain. As in like, abandonadong buildings. So, naisip ko nung, naisip ko palagi pag dumadaan ako doon na, gusto kong, kapag nanalo ako sa loto, gusto ko talagang bumili ng isang building, tapos iha-house ko yung mga homeless. Like, pero ano, hindi ko pa naiisip kung paano yung eligibility ng mga homeless people, paano makakwalify doon sa libreng pabahay ko, ganyan. Pero yun yung gusto ko. Gusto ko i-house yung mga homeless. Tapos, bibigyan ko sila ng pangkabuhayan showcase. Kunyari, mag-administer ako ng mga training for yung mga gumagawa ng mga basahan, or beads, or fishbowl, or kariton, or food cart, ganyan. Pero, syempre, yung mga utilities nila, like Meralco, tubig, kanila na yun. Parang, sasagutin ko lang yung bahay. As in, wala silang babayarang rent sa akin. Diba, i-maintain ko yung building, pero walang rent. Yun, wala silang babayaran ng rent sa akin, pero yung utilities nila, kailangan.
Sa kanila na.
Pero yung mga kunyari, pa fishbowl, pa whatever, ipoprovide ko pa rin yun. Para at least, meron silang source of income.
May
revolving income sila. Para, syempre, alam naman titira lang sila doon, tapos kandila, tapos pay, diba? Nakatira sila sa building, tapos ganun, tenement ang eksena. So, ganun, yun yung gusto ko talaga. Ikaw ba?
Ako, ano, same naman tayo ng goals pagdating sa personally. I was also asked this question sa isa sa mga virtual offices namin sa Ring Center. Sinabi ko yung
pangalan. Hala, basta yun.
Pero sa opisina, na what would you do if you win the lottery? Ako, I don't really, ano eh, I don't really wish for too much. For myself, ah. Hindi naman sa sobrang, ano, sobrang payak na gusto ko ng pamumuhay. Pero feeling ko kasi, one house is enough and a car is enough. And I'll give it back to the people na tumulong sa akin. So, andyan kayo, mga kaibigan. Siyempre, may party kayo dun sa makukuhang pagkapanalo, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, either bilang ko kayo na tigi isang bahay or bayaran ko yung mga utang nyo or what.
Mm-hmm.
So, at least makatulong man lang ako, di ba? Yun naman yung commitment natin, di ba? As friends.
True.
Na kung sino man ang manalo, at least may makakakuha sa atin ng... I mean, maaambunan.
Oo, yun yung pinaka-patalbos balato.
Oo, mm-hmm. Totoo. Pero for myself kasi, syempre andyan yung ano din, safety and security ko in the future. Hindi naman kasi...
Oo naman.
Porket manalo ka ng loto ngayon, eh, ibig sabihin, safe at secured ka na hanggang sa madeds ka.
Mm-mm.
So, kailangan may investment ka pa din. Mm-mm. Mag-i-invest ka ng certain amount of money. Hindi naman siguro lahat. Certain amount of money ilagay sa banko or pwedeng invest sa negosyo nga.
Tama.
Magkaiba kasi tayo. Hindi kasi ako business-minded talaga.
Uh-oh.
Mas ano ka sa akin. Mas negosyante ka. Ako kasi naman sa corporate. Pero, ito yung sabi ko rin kay Jerry. Manalo man ako sa loto, hindi ako magre-resign.
Ako din.
Hindi ako magre-resign sa trabaho. May ibang tao kasi minsan pag nanalo sila sa loto, gusto mag-dinosyo na agad.
Uh-oh.
Or gustong, alam mo yun, they want to enjoy their money. Which is okay kasi it's your
understandable.
Money.
Understandable.
It's understandable. And you seldom get the chance, or you rarely get the chance of holding as much money na hindi talaga ma-imagine ng isang tao na magkakaroon siya.
Mm-mm.
Unless talagang pinakamayaman, di ba? Pero ako, hindi ako alis ng trabaho.
Ako din.
And no one would know.
Same.
Yun yung ano ko. Yun yung palagi kong sinasabi.
Ako din.
I don't want anyone knowing unless yung mga friends ko, syempre. Kasi...
Magugulat at binilam mo ko ng bahay.
Diba? Nakalagay Jaya Silva. Tapos, sama ko ng pera, hindi, pokpok ako.
So, ano, kahit nga mamukpok ko, girl, hindi ata kaya.
Pero no one would know. Minsan nga, baka... I also probably wouldn't let my family members know.
Yeah, same.
Maybe
same.
Not all of them.
Mm-mm.
Kasi mahirap yung tipong ano eh. Mahirap yung tipong alam nila na may pera ka. Tapos ikaw at ikaw na lang ang lalapitan.
Oo, alam mo, ako, one of the reasons why I don't want people knowing kung kapag nangyari na. Kasi ayoko magbago yung treatment ng mga tao. Kasi ma-notice mo talaga yung change eh,
mm-hmm.
sa treatment nila sa'yo. Once na ma-feel nila na nakakaangat-angat ka na sa buhay.
Totoo.
Or nasa tuktokan na ng tatsulok, yung mga ganon.
Sige, I can be wrong ha. Pero dumadami kasi minsan ng friends ng taong umaangat.
Mm-mm.
And I don't want that to happen to myself. Sige, I'll speak for myself na lang. Ayoko may magbago with the way I treat people and the way people treat me too. Just because mas may naangat lang ako pagdating sa financial capacity.
Mm-mm.
It's not the measurement of anyone's success naman talaga, di ba?
Yeah, and in terms of ano din, change sa treatment, aminin naman natin. Kasi di ba sinasabi ng mga tao na nagbabago ang tao kapag yumayaman,
nakahawak
ng pera. True din. I mean, I'm not gonna invalidate that. But sometimes, the reason why these people change is because of how they are being treated na rin.
By other people.
Parang kunyari, ikaw, nakaangat-angat ka sa buhay. And ikaw, you feel the same.
Mm-mm.
But the way people look at you, na parang they put you on a pedestal, nakakaiba rin kasi yun ng ano eh, ng impression mo sa sarili mo.
Diba? Dalawa yan actually eh. Parang number one, you feel good because they feed your ego.
Mm-mm.
That's why you feel good. And yung return mo kasi sa kanila also will vary.
Yeah.
Na because people put you on that pedestal.
Parang you want to sustain
and gusto mo andyan ka na lang.
Oo.
Meron din kasi yung tipong andun ka na sa pedestal, nilagay ka ng tao doon just because they know na may kaya ka.
Oo.
It's also your choice to give something back to them.
Tama.
May ganun kasi. Pero mas gusto ko na lang siguro din na
wala na lang makaalam. Yeah, oo. Para walang magbago.
Para walang magbago. Mm-mm. Magulat na lang kayo na okay, I can pay.
Oo.
Pero just because I can pay doesn't mean that I need to be treated differently.
That's correct. Ako, diba? Same ako.
So, I wouldn't tell.
I would probably tell yung...
The closest one. Closest yung circle yung, talaga. The constants.
The constants. Alam, di na niya alam yung pronunciation. The constants, but not to broadcast it. And this is something that, you know, when you are blessed in terms of finances, it's not something to brag about eh.
Totoo.
Parang you're... The money is nothing. What is money? Paper only. Parang what you do with the money
matters.
Like, what you do with the money should speak for you.
Correct.
Hindi siya yung money talks.
Totoo.
Diba? What you do with it, that's what should speak on your behalf.
Yes.
Ganon.
Yun talaga siya eh. That's the ultimate ano eh. Yun yung pinaka magiging ultimate
bragging right
mo. Or... going back to yung corporate setting up, perception management or the reputation management, people would know that you have money, you have the means to spend, you have the capacity. Pero, how are you treating other people?
Mm-mm. That's correct.
Diba? So, siguro yun nga, babalik ako dun sa tanong kanina na ano, how would I spend it? Apart from, syempre, giving things back, I wanna be specific dun sa... advocacy ko as a person.
Mm-mm.
Kasi you know me as a fair mama.
Uh-uh.
So my partner and I actually planned about this na even before hindi pa kami nagtataya ng loto.
Mm-mm.
Na we want to build a shelter
for the dogs.
For stray
dogs,
animals, stray cats, stray dogs,
stray giraffes.
Hindi kasi totoo lang. And I met someone on one of the Twitter spaces na we hosted. Na animal ano din siya activist.
Ah.
Kasi I'm not an activist hindi ako animal activist, pero I have a heart.
Animal lover.
I have a heart for those who can't speak for themselves.
Yeah.
Ang nakakahabag kasi sila.
Mm-mm.
So it's a way of me to pay things forward to these ano din living beings. Doon na si humans eh.
Mm-mm.
Pero meron din naman ako ibibigay para sa mga tao. Hindi naman pwedeng puro hayupan lang.
Mm-mm. Gets
mo. Oo. Pero yun yung mas magiging priority ko kasi parang you seldom see people, lalo yung mga able
Mm-mm.
na may ganitong klase ng advocacy na may care and concern for other living beings as apart from ano humans.
Totoo din naman. At saka, itong mga, yung personal advocacies na ganito, parang kunyari ako for the homeless, ikaw for animals, parang ito yung ano eh, letting your money, letting the money talk for you.
Correct.
Because not to brag about, hey, this is my bank account, ganyan, mm-hmm. but like, yung how you use the money is very important. Ako parang dati ka, 'di ba, teacher tayo. I mean, educators tayo. So before I was planning on like, yung mga libreng pa free education. I used to think about that eh. But more than education kasi parang naniniwala pa rin ako na yung smallest unit, which is home, is, you know, where learning really starts. Kasi, di ba, syempre, pag bata ka and you're not yet eligible to enter school or even daycare, yung first, you learn your first step at home.
Correct.
And if you don't have a home, di ba, parang,
paano?
So, yun yung una kong, that's the first thing that I want to address. Kung RCA at RCA na lang, ang daming hindi nakakapag-aral, hindi dahil wala silang access to education, dahil wala silang bahay. Dahil yung, alam mo, wala silang pagkain, wala silang matirhan. Yung pera na pwedeng ipang tuition nila, di ba? Or pambili ng books. Ipambibili lang ng bigas. Or, alam mo yun, or...
Basic.
Yung sa hierarchy of needs, yung shelter, food.
Yung physiological talaga.
Yung physiological. So, I wanna address that first. Tapos, from there, siguro, they can already, you know, work on education. And I think, ano naman, education is not... enclosed sa school setting lang eh. Education is everywhere. Mm-mm. Lalo na ngayon, the digital movement is very rampant na parang you can learn that online.
People can watch YouTube videos, read articles on Google.
Yes, exactly. Diba? So they can already educate themselves, but it's very important for them to be housed first, to be fed first. Yun.
Exactly.
Ang hirap matuto pag gutom ka, girl. Yun lang papasok sa utak mo.
Napagdaanan natin.
Oo, napagdaanan natin yan.
Diba?
Diba? So parang ganun lang. Parang pay it forward. Like, letting the money, you know, do its magic. But, you know, in a for a bigger cause. Mm-hmm. Na hindi lang pang sarili.
And I think you and I have, parang we have the same vision din naman. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's our winnings. We take part of that winnings na para sa atin.
Mm-mm.
Kasi we want to secure our future, definitely.
That's
true. A terminal goal. Ikaw, uh-oh, may anak ka. Diba? Gusto mo yung all the best pa rin palagi dapat kay Spencer.
Yes.
Tapos, ba't ka natawa?
Oo, naman.
Gusto mo best lang palagi para kay Spencer. Diba?
Tama.
Tapos.
Gago.
Tapos. ako ganun din, may pamilya ako.
All the best in person.
All the best. Kasi I'm a good tito, 'di ba?
Tama.
So I wish the best for Spencer talaga.
Tama.
And for you. For Spencer and you.
Edit ko to, ha.
You're my best friend and he's your son.
Yeah. Tama.
So dapat magkakapitbahay lang talaga. Nawala yung train of thoughts ko ba din?
Tama! Hindi ko. Uy! Maganda yung topic!
Past two episode, yung last episode, ang dami din commercial.
Tapos, may chika ko sa'yo offline. Mamaya, pag hindi na-recorded.
Ang hirap. Ayun. So, we need to pay things forward. And ako muna mag-share. It's my opinion na, I can be wrong. Ganito kasi yan eh. I feel like it's our moral, social, and ethical. Hindi kasama si legal.
Mm-mm.
So moral, social, and ethical responsibility to pay things forward to people.
Yeah.
Because we are also receiving that same level. It may not be the same level of help, but we're receiving a certain level of help from other people too.
Mm-mm.
So it's just, ang tawag nito, hindi naman timely.
Indirectly, but
parang kailangan ibigay din natin at ibalik natin to those who are not able.
Mm-mm.
Kasi hindi lahat may nabibigyan ng privilege that we have.
Yeah, that's true.
Earlier dun sa spaces nung sa amin, we talked about yung privileges of people. Hindi ako umakyat as a speaker kanina.
Mm-mm.
But I have a share on that kasi it also talks about paying things forward. So medyo lalayo ako sa lottery, ah. Pero these are the actions kasi that we're doing. Like, people have advocacies, di ba? But how people are responding tells a different story.
Mm-mm.
Ako, I believe that privileges are always there.
Mm-mm.
It's just, it's your choice to take it or not. Yung iba sinasabi nila na ang privilege daw ay limited.
Mm-mm.
Sa ibang tao. Pero if you define privilege kasi, if as soon as you have the choice, meaning you are privileged.
Mm-mm.
So, hindi ako naniniwala na ang privilege ay limitado sa isang tao kasi everyday meron kang privilege to make your own decision, to make your own choice.
You make your privileges.
So, ako, ang paniniwala ko talaga is you can always manage the privilege that you have.
Mm-mm.
And it's up to you if you're gonna do good with it or if you're just gonna be selfish and just simply take it for yourself.
Actually, that makes sense. Like, kunyari, someone came from a poor family, but like this person can get connections, make connections. Making connections would give them, a certain privilege on things.
Mm.
It just depends on how they're gonna use that privilege. No matter how no matter what your status is in life, kahit siguro poorest of the poor, as long as you make your own privilege or like you try to build connections with people who are able.
Mm-mm.
Like even like the simplest connection with kunyari I'm I know someone from the slums of Tondo. Tapos ano, they build connections with, say, a kagawad or, alam mo, parang ano, a simple act of kindness. Genuine, when I say simple act of kindness, not like yung plapa-plastikin mo just to get to, you know, somewhere. Ha? Like, genuine act of kindness. It goes a long way kasi. So, with, you know, with just being kind to a single person who is a bit up there, could already build a good connection. Tapos, ano na yan eh, parang ripple effect na yan eh, na parang from one connection, refer, good words, whatever, it could get you somewhere na eh. But it's, diba, it's very important. Eh parang, you create your privilege. By being kind.
By being kind, definitely. Diba? And ano, diba? Ako, I read this somewhere na... Meron nga ako hindi naman siya verbal bout on Twitter.
Mm-mm.
Pero it's like opposing opinions kasi kami. Na parang, ang sabi ko kasi, I think this was quoted by Vice Ganda in one of her movies. Mm-mm. Or I'm not sure if it's a live interview.
Mm-mm.
Na hindi mo kasalanan ang pinanganak kang poor.
Mm-mm.
Pinanganak kang mahirap. Pero it's on you if you die that way.
Mm-mm.
Or kung hindi man lang umangat yung buhay mo, tapos namatay kang nasa ganung level pa rin, kasalanan mo na. I kinda agreed there dun sa part na yon kasi nga you have a life to live.
Mm-mm.
The question now is what are you doing with your life?
Bakit nandito ka pa rin?
Oo, bakit andyan ka pa rin? Why are you being stagnant? And I was actually, I don't wanna say called out, pero nag-oppose kasi siya.
Uh-oh.
One of the speakers nung sa space na to, sabing ganun, not everyone has that privilege. Kumanon siya. So, yun nga, ito yung sinishare ko sa'yo ngayon.
Mm-mm.
Na parang, okay, when you say privilege kasi, it's a matter of choice.
Mm-mm.
Every time that you wake up in the morning, you have the option to do something with your life or let life control you.
Yeah. Uy, that's
true. At magpakawantamad ka.
Kaya nga, di ba may mga, yung mga dati, sa unang panahon, charot, nung early 90s na, may term na nakikipagsapalaran sa Maynila.
Totoo.
Yun.
May mga dalang tampipi
yes.
At manok.
Diba? Na, diba? Yun yung parang example ng creating their privilege na aalis ako dito sa ganitong buhay. Ayoko ng ganitong buhay. I refuse to settle in this kind of life. So, I'm gonna do something. And, you know, discipline plays a huge role in terms of creating your own privilege.
Correct.
Kasi you may have these things now, these privileges, but if yung disiplina mo talaga is, well, kung wala kang disiplina at all, wala, you're gonna lose that privilege one way or another. Say, kunyari, ngayon, I'm privileged to talk. I have this voice, I have this platform, pero yung wala kong disiplina, ang walwal, ang kalat, yung content is, alam mo yun, walang kwenta, sabog. What am I doing with my privilege? Diba? So, or, diba, swerte ko, this privilege was given to me. Diba? Parang, diba?
Not everyone has the same privilege that you have.
Yeah, that's true. So, it depends eh. Parang, these people na parang hindi kumakain, discipline. Hindi kumakain because nag-iipon for something, discipline. Hindi, alam mo yun, yung hindi bumibili ng mga expensive stuff because they're saving for a house. Discipline.
Correct.
And then, di ba, they're using their privileges wisely. Parang ganun siya. It depends talaga. Alam mo yung movie na Hello, Love, Goodbye?
Yes.
Di ba sinabi doon ni Catherine, very iconic, doon na ang choice para lang sa may pera.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Partly.
Parang I agree partly. Pero kasi, may choice din naman yung mga mahihirap eh.
Mm-hmm.
I'll quote. May choice din sila eh. May choice sila na baguhin yung buhay nila. Make connections. Parang it's not about money kaagad. Diba? It's not about buying stuff kaagad. It's not about the status agad. Connections.
Actually, totoo yan. Kasi... the reason of the person who called me out dun sa one of the spaces on Twitter was that hindi kasi lahat mayaman. Mm-mm. At kahit mag-aral ka na mabuti, kung yung tatay mo ay, for example, blue-collared worker, let's not drop any ano na lang, mm-mm, job description here, blue-collared worker, at sumasapat lang siya dun sa kinakain ninyo on a daily basis. So, imbis na ibili mo ng libro or additional resources, binibili nyo na lang siya ng bigas.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, the father also has a choice.
Yeah.
Ano lang to eh, it creates a ripple effect.
Totoo.
Same with paying it forward, which we'll talk about more later. Pero diba, it creates a ripple effect na may choice yung ama para either pagplanuhan yung magiging buhay nila in the future,
mm-mm,
or mag-anak ka na mag-anak. Still, choice. Discipline, and it's a choice.
Yeah.
Diba?
And ikaw, as the anak, na alam mong ganito yung sitwasyon, you can be a working student.
Mm-mm.
You can, ang daming pwedeng i-sideline ngayon. You can try and, you know, create a YouTube vlog or anything that could help you earn extra income.
Alam mo, yun nga eh, parang people are selling some, you know, stuff on the streets. May mga nagtitinda ng kwek-kwek fishball, may mga nagtitinda na sampagita. These are efforts enough for them to change their lives. It may not be a drastic change right away,
mm-mm,
pero these actions speak for the discipline that they have kasi they're trying to make amends kung ano yung kulang sa kanila sa ngayon.
Mm-mm. That's true.
And going back to the question earlier na lottery winnings, how would I probably qualify the people that I would help? You have personally experienced this, ha?
Mm-mm.
Ang sarap tumulong sa tao na marunong mag-appreciate ng tulong mo kasi alam nilang salat sila.
Mm-mm.
At alam nilang malaking bagay yung may nakakadagdag dun sa kung ano yung pinagtatrabahuan nila sa ngayon.
Mm-mm.
What makes me feel bad is that there are people kasi who are... sorry ha, medyo may, baka may trigger warning tong sasabihin ko ha. So this disclaimer lang. Again, I can be wrong with the things that I'll share. So please feel free to send me a DM. So yun nga, masarap tumulong sa mga tao na alam nilang salat sila at na-appreciate nila yung mga tulong na binibigay mo sa kanila. So yun, that's my first point. And then the second point that I have kasi is that I wanted to help as much as possible. I want to pay it forward. But there are people kasi who have this psychological wallet na sobrang baba na hindi na sila, wala na sila ng disiplina sa sarili nila na natutulungan mo sila ngayon. Kinabukasan mag-aantay sila ng same level of tulong sa'yo. Na wala silang ginagawa dun sa buhay nila kundi either mag-antay, tumunganga, inaasa ang lahat sa kung kanino pwedeng isisi. At dumating dito kasi yung conversations that I had in Twitter na may mga tao kasing gutom na kahit gusto nila magtrabaho, hindi sila makahanap ng tamang trabaho para sa kanila. So binalik ko yung point ko na, okay, when you say trabaho kasi, it's something that will give the family money or income, yun nga, salary. Pero kung alam mo sa sarili mo na meron kang certain limitations at hindi ka akma sa ibang trabaho, di dun ka sa akmang trabaho, hindi yung mag-aantay ka na lang ng ibibigay ng kung sino man. Kasi nagkakaroon ng mindsetting yung ibang tao na nasasanay sila sa hingi. Which is something that I don't want, you know, people to have. Ang hirap kasi nung masanay ka sa hingi-hingi lang. So yun, going back dun sa kanina, kung tutulong man siguro ako, dun ako tutulong sa mga taong naghahanap buhay at alam nilang medyo salat sila at alam nilang meron pa silang, may ikagaganda pa yung mga buhay nila. Instead of me helping those who really are not doing something to change their lives. And you have experienced this personally when you distributed yung mga Christmas baskets mo last year, diba?
Oo, diba nakwento ko, I'm not sure which episode natin napag-usapan yun, na parang I actually wanted to make a video about it, parang a short vlog. Kasi, for those who don't know, ang birthday ko ay December 25. So, it's Christmas Day. So, last year, since pandemic and everything, I wanted to, usually walwalan yung birthday ko, diba girl?
Mm-hmm.
Pero last year, since yun nga, may pandemia, I chose to celebrate my birthday a different way. So, what I did was, may nag-order sa akin, which is a good friend back then, nag-order siya ng Christmas baskets for me. Tapos, he wanted it to be distributed to the less fortunate people.
Mm-mm.
So, that's what I did nung birthday ko. Nag-ikot ako around Metro Manila. Tapos, namigay ako ng Christmas baskets to, you know, the
people.
Tapos, when I, diba syempre filmed siya kasi nga I was planning to do a video about it. I didn't post the video. I didn't even bother editing the video because when I watched the footages, yung mga Pilipino or some, yung mga nabigyan namin ng Christmas baskets, you would see na, so, siguro dalawa lang. Dalawa out of the many baskets that we've given out. Dalawa lang yung sobrang mafe-feel mo na nila. Na-appreciate nila and yung genuine. Parang the rest, yung expected na nila. Parang sanay na silang inaabutan sila ng ayuda. Sanay na sila na may tumutulong sa kanila. Na parang, okay, it's just another basket that we received. Or it's just another help from the privileged, quote-unquote, people. So yun, so parang, when I watched the videos, hindi talaga ako na-move. Like, I didn't want to share something na hindi na fake. I mean, I don't want to, like, radiate the wrong idea or, you know, to spread the wrong idea na parang it's good, it's good, it's good. When in fact, yung personal realization ko doon sa experience wasn't that good.
Mm-mm. And pansin mo, I watched the video kasi,
mm-mm,
the ones who appreciated it most are those who are working.
Working, yes. Yung mga nagbebenta, street sweepers, yung mga nagbebenta sa ilalim ng MRT.
Oo.
Sila yung masaka-appreciate. Yung mga nag-e-effort,
mm-mm,
na mag-earn ng money. Pero yung mga tambay lang na...
Yung mga humihingi. You see the people na may mga cups,
mm-mm,
na... again, I can be wrong, ha? So
we are not judging, ha? These are based on our experiences and yung observations namin. We have the videos, you know, to prove it. Pero yun nga.
Kasi diba, parang when you give something to those people na hindi nagtatrabaho, it's just another ayuda,
yes,
that they are receiving. And even, this was amidst the pandemic, when the pandemic started, nauso yung ayuda.
Yes.
Na term.
Tama.
Na, okay, so may ayuda, tapos...
Bukod sa mga titi sa DM.
Oo. May ganyan. Tapos, diba, I think that this became viral na may isa na sabing ganun, 8,000 pesos is 1 week niya.
Oo.
Sabi kong ganun, 8,000 pesos is actually enough for me to survive a month. Kung,
mm-mm,
ako at saka si Jerry lang. Kung,
mm-mm,
hindi mo i-include yung mga dogs.
Yeah.
It's enough for us to survive a month. For food and even for utilities.
Mm-mm.
Tapos itong family na to, na fraction of my income yung annual nila, hindi pa makukontento sa 8,000. Parang, saan nang gagaling?
Tama. Anong ginagawa,
nila sa 8,000? Anong ginagawa nila sa mga buhay nila? Why,
mm-mm,
what? I mean, the audacity, di ba? At nasanay sila dun sa, ganun nga, paghinilang.
Tama.
Yun nga, tapos, mas nakakatuwa talagang mag-pay forward dun sa mga tao na
nagtatrabaho. And mainly because these people know how hard it is to earn money. So, kung kunyari meron kang hard-earned money tas shinare mo, parang alam nila na hala, ang hirap nitong kitain tas bibigay niya sa akin, parang ganun. Ako ito, i-share ko yung one of the natuwa ako na binigyan ko. Nasa NLEX ako nun. Tapos may bata, dalawa sila, dalawang bagets. Yung, nagbebenta sila ng hindi ko sure basahan or basta meron silang binibenta. Tapos may mga ano sila, hindi tarpaulin. Tawag doon? Basta yung mga hawak sila na parang para sa pandagdag lang po ng pang whatever. Tapos may binibenta sila. Tapos tinawag ko yung isa. Sabi ko, Toy, halika dito. Yan. Inabutan ko ng Christmas basket. Girl, alam mo yung reaction niya. Yes! Girl, alam mo, parang naluha ako. Ano yun, nasa stoplight ako na ng NLEX eh. Papasok ako ng NLEX.
Sa Maynova.
Oo. Sa, Mindanao
pala.
Pavalenzuela. Sabi, tapos, as in, nung pagkakuha niya yung basket, yes, gumanon siya. Tapos, may kasama pala siya na isa pang bagets. Hindi ko alam kung tropa niya yun or kapatid or whatever. Tinawag niya. Sabi niya, uy, dito may nagbibigay ng basket. So, pumunta yung isa pang bata na may daladala din yung mga binibenta nila. Tapos, binigyan ko ng isa pang basket yung bata. Ang sarap. Alam mo, nung pagpasok ko ng NLEX, nakangiti ako the whole time habang nasa expressway ako. Kasi parang,
nakatulong.
Oo, yun yung parang ang sarap sa pakiramdam na hala yung kikitain namin ngayon, yung kinita namin today, mapupunta lang siya talaga sa mga kailangan bayaran ni mama or kung may kailangan kami bilhin or panghanda namin sa Pasko. Kasi yung pagkain namin, meron na dun sa Christmas basket.
Oo.
May pang spaghetti na kami, may pang salad
na kami.
Hindi
na nila kailangan isipin yung pang noche buena
nila. Oo, parang pwede na nila yung ibili siguro ng mga bagong sapatos, bagong
totoo
damit, yung kikita nila for that day. Yun yung parang ang sarap sa pakiramdam versus yung isa na naabutan ko na parang nasa kariton sila eh. Tapos may payong lang na malaki. Tapos parang eh, parang nanghihingi pa ng more. Alam mo, na-XP ko siya ulit, girl. Si, hi, Yanni, my good friend. Yanni. Yanni Tui, hi. So, si Yanni, after his birthday, nag-ano, di ba yung birthday niya somewhere in Laguna. After nung birthday niya, sobrang daming natirang mga cupcakes. Kasi nga, parang, ang daming sobra. So, what we did, sabi niya, parang gusto ko to ipamigay sa mga ano, mga less fortunate people to share the blessings. Ganyan. Kasi ang dami pa talaga eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, umikot kami, pero within ano lang, within Tomas Maroto lang. Kasi meron din naman dun sa Tomas Maroto ng mga ano eh, mga magugulat ka ng mga area doon ng mga medyo less fortunate people. Tapos, namigay kami. Girl, may isa kaming binigyan. Naka-video pa nga yun eh. May isa kaming binigyan. Binigyan namin ng cupcake. Eh di, ansaya ni kuya. Nangingi pa ng 20. Mam, 20 pa po. Pero may 20 kayo dyan. Tapos kami talaga niya, alam mo, nagkatinginan kami. Tapos, I think stinori niya yon pero minute niya. Kasi afternoon, as in pareho kami na parang
na-shock
kami na, hala, binigyan mo na ng pagkain, hihingan ka pa ng
20.
Kulang pa pala. Tapos walang, hindi nag-thank you yung kuya. Hindi siya nag-thank you. Kinuha niya lang yung cupcake, tapos nangingi siya ng 20. Ganon.
Kaya nga,
nakaka-stun. Anyway, so going back sa loto.
Minsan ano lang talaga eh. Parang,
nakaka-shock, no?
Nakaka-shock lang. Kaya, ewan ko, siguro kayo mga, sa mga nakikinig, if you have the means, help those, I mean, everyone is in need. Yun mm-hmm. na lang siguro.
Uh-oh.
Let me put it out
no
there.
Matter how rich.
How rich or how mm-hmm. underprivileged people are, everyone is in need, but you can always qualify the people that you will who you will help. Eh. If there's, di ba nga parang yung concept of paying things forward is do something for them, because you're also getting favors from other people. Eh. And who would know or tama ba yung English ko? Ano ba yan? Ang oras na kasi pang ina episode to. Sino parang what if mangyari sa'yo naman ikaw yung mga ilangan? Out of nowhere, out of the blue, bigla ka nang ilangan. Kung hindi man siguro pera, what if kailangan mo ng certain assistance, diba? At least, alam mo na meron ka rin malalapitan.
Oo.
Hindi man siguro dun sa ano. Naalala mo yung nag-host ako ng space last time about utang na loob?
Oo. Tama. Na parang ang haba ng discussion
space
nun.
Pero hindi naman sa ano, hindi naman sa pagtumulong ka is mag-aano ka ng utang na loob kasi hindi mo naman sila kilala din, 'di ba? Mm-hmm. Singilin mo sila pag kinangailangan ka na. Pero simply help. Mag-abot ka kung kailangan mo mag-abot
mm-hmm.
or do something for them to pay things forward, mm-hmm. not only to those na kilala mo,
uh-oh.
But also to those who you feel na mas nangangailangan ng tulong mo.
At saka siguro ano, one thing that a disclaimer, we are not discouraging you to help, ha. Help as much as you can. Help even if there's, you know that, you know, these people that you're about to help can't reciprocate.
Mm-mm.
Basta help. Kung kaya mong tumulong, extend a helping hand. As in, tumulong ka. We are just, you know, sharing that you may experience these things na not so good experiences when you help, but that should not stop you from helping. from helping the same people and helping other people too.
Totoo.
Para siyang yung topic natin last time na don't be afraid to love.
Totoo.
Don't be afraid to love the wrong people. Ganun din. Don't hesitate to help.
To extend any help you can.
Most especially if you can, you're able, you have extra, you're capable. Help. Kasi at the end of the day, tayo-tayo rin naman to.
Correct.
Diba? Parang, hindi naman, kumbaga, hindi naman kabawasan sa atin ang makatulong.
Totoo.
Kung tutusin, parang more for us if we help, diba?
Oo. At saka ano ha, ito, qualify ko lang din siya dun sa, ano, sa chikahan natin to. When you say help kasi, may mga tao na iniisip kaagad, pera.
Pera agad. Hindi naman ganun.
Hindi naman sa lahat ng bagay, pera ang kailangan. For example na lang. And I personally do this. We do actually, Jay.
Mm.
Whenever we eat somewhere, papa fast food man yan, or, yeah, kunyari, fast food, McDonald's, mm-mm, or Jollibee, Chowking, ganyan. Yung small deed, ayusin mo man lang yung mesa, so mm-mm, that the service crew can just simply pick up the tray, mm-mm, instead of cleaning everything up for the next customer.
That's true.
It's courtesy. Kasi yeah, hindi mo alam kung ano yung trabaho nung taong yun na nasa McDonald's or Jollibee. Hindi mo alam kung ilang oras na siya nasa shift niya. Hindi mo alam kung nag-extend ba siya dun sa araw niyang yun para ayusin pa yung pinagkainan mo. Kasi kung ikaw kaya mo naman, able ka naman,
mm-mm,
sinupin mo na.
Tama.
It's a way of paying things forward. Eh. Oo, diba? Parang whenever we eat anywhere.
Anywhere.
Wala tayong katulong.
Yeah.
We always try to clean things up. Hindi naman sa nagmamalinis kami ni Jay dito. Pero kligo kung kligo. You're not doing it for you to prove something actually.
Mm-mm.
Hindi mo siya ginagawa para sa sarili mo. Ginagawa mo yun para dun sa taong dapat maglinis nun.
Mm-mm.
So it's also
a way of helping.
It's a way of you paying things forward to them. Kasi you're saving them the efficiency, the energy, the time.
Yeah.
Madami pa, di ba?
So minimal effort yun eh.
Minimal effort, yeah, yes.
You don't really have to exert so much to
correct
help in
diba
that way. Yun, ano, parang
mag-flush ka ng CR ng maayos,
yeah,
pag nasa public restrooms ka.
Tama.
Yung mga simpleng bagay na ganun,
mm-mm,
it's a way of you paying things forward. Help does not need to be extravagant.
Help does not need to always be about money.
Exactly.
Diba?
And we always remember, ha, ito ha.
Akala ko sasabihin mo, chika moderate.
Chika moderate. I know people. Plural.
Mm-mm.
People. When you talk about help kasi, it's not about you.
Yeah.
So
Don't make it about you.
Don't help if you just simply want to brag that you helped this person just because you help. Hindi ka para magyabang kasi tumulong ka.
Tama.
Tumulong ka at hayaan mong yung taong yun ang magdesisyon kung sasabihin ba ng tinulungan ako ni Jaya o hindi.
Tama. Correct. Kasi when you help people, you're doing it for them.
Oh.
It's never for you. Add ko na lang din. Oh my God, I lost the idea. Ala. Wait lang, nakalimutan ko yung sasabihin ko.
Pero ang dami ko kasing kilalang ganun.
Oo.
As in marami.
Marami. Na parang tumutulong lang for the sake of
masabi
lang na, ayun, ay, naalala ko na yung ano ko, yung thought ko. Ano, one thing to help as well, apart from financial, is being there. Mental health. Diba tayo, mm-hmm, apart from yung wanting to, diba, winning the lottery. Ang layo na napuntahan nung napanalunan sa loto. Pero, apart from me, like, helping the, or housing the homeless, ano din, parang, housing the homeless, parang we're also mental health. Hala. Oh, go. Oh, yan. Relax ka pa.
Nasabit ako sa vape mo dahil.
Parang apart from me, hala, nakailang apart from me na ako, te. So, edi yun nga. Parang apart from...
Last na.
Apart
last
from me, wanting to house the homeless, we are also mental health advocates and respondents. So if your friend, for example, is going through a financial mishap and you are unable to help them financially, be there to support them. Support if they're trying to start a small business, support them. If they are stressed out because of their current situation, be a listening ear. Correct. Be a shoulder to cry on. Parang iyak lang kayo together or pakinggan mo lang yung mga hanas niya. As simple as being there, Mm-mm. you know, helping these, you know, these people, listening to their stories, their rants, is a way of you helping their mental health. Diba?
Totoo.
Na yung walang gatong, yung makikinig ka lang, yung hindi mo didiktahan yung next step nila, yung hindi mo sila mamandohan.
At hindi ka makikipagpalungkutan.
At hindi ka makikipagpalungkutan. Yung just, you know, listen, support them, yung kung anong plans nila in the future. Like, be a friend.
Exactly.
Yun, so parang, it's also a way of helping. Kasi kung wala naman, alang naman pilitin natin na umutang pa tayo sa ibang tao para lang may pang-utang tayo dito sa kaibigan na to. Excuse me. Hindi eh. Pwedeng yung presence mo lang, just be a friend. Kasi hindi naman na siguro bago sa atin yung nawawalan ng kaibigan kapag nawawalan ng pera. So, siguro one good way for you to help is to stay with them
Mm-mm.
in their darkest times, in their darkest moments.
Correct.
In their losing times. Hindi pwedeng kaibigan ka lang nila in their winning moments.
Totoo.
Diba? Yun, another way of helping din yun.
And diba? So, ang topic naman talaga natin is helping paying it forward. Eh.
Oo.
When you pay things forward, regardless of who that person you are helping, wag kang mag-expect ng anything in return. Because karma is, ano eh, two things.
Mm-mm.
It could be good or bad.
Yeah, what goes around comes around.
Totoo. What goes around comes back around. Mabe. Beyonce. Pero, babalik sa yan. Hindi mo kailangang asahan, hindi mo kailangan bilangin. Uy, nag-help ako ng 10 today, so dapat ganun. Wala. Let go. When you help, when you start paying things forward, let go. Kasi it's
again,
gonna
it's
also...
it's not about you.
It's not about you.
Mm-mm.
And siguro nga, to wrap this episode up, always be very open, you know, to extend the helping hand.
Yeah.
It costs you nothing to show kindness to people, especially to the ones who are really close.
Yeah.
Sa iyo, sa circle mo. If you consider these people as, kung hindi man friend, at least acquaintance, and if you feel that they need you, if they're starting new businesses, new hobbies, or probably new podcasts like this.
Mm-mm.
Feel free to retweet or you share. You send them a message, you appreciate.
You listen.
Kasi itong mga bagay na to,
you follow.
It doesn't cost you anything at all.
Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't cost you anything. And on top of that, hindi ka naman mababawasan sa mental space mo eh.
Mm-mm.
You're just gonna do your friend or these people na nag-ask ng help na yan a favor.
Mm-mm.
Na, okay, I'll do this something. I'll do you good kasi nga, I support you.
Tama.
Yun lang, isang malaking bagay na yun.
Tama. At saka...
yung simpleng like lang.
Let's not make things hard for each other.
Oo.
Life in general is already hard, stressful. Parang the least that we can do is not to be another cross to bear. Most especially to the people we care about.
Exactly.
Diba? Parang kung kaya nating pagaanin yung sitwasyon, pagaanin natin yung sitwasyon.
Totoo.
And going back doon sa loto, layo na napuntahan. Pero diba, pay it forward naman kasi talaga yung episode talaga natin. Pero pag nanalo talaga ako sa loto, girl, sabi ko sa'yo, lahat talaga tayo aangat. Promise.
Naman,
walang
maiiwan.
Walang maiiwan. No one's gonna be left behind.
Totoo.
Ganun talaga. Ganun dapat ang mindset. And syempre, very important, bago ka manalo sa loto,
tumaya ka muna. Kasi baka manalo ako sa loto, pero hindi ka lang tumataya.
Parang love lang din yan.
Mm.
Paano ka,
kundi ka... If you didn't take the chance, you won't get it.
I'll go.
So, ayun.
Ayun!
Kasi kung hindi ka talaga tataya, hindi ka makakabili ng bahay mo, bahay ni Spencer, bahay ng mama mo, tapos yung mga ano namin,
mga kondo
mga listahan niyo namin sa'yo. So,
tama.
Ayun.
Tama.
Ayo.
May dinimichikan ako sa'yo offline. So guys, mag-wrap up na kami na episode kasi magchichikan pa kami offline.
And don't forget to follow us on our socials, being our friends.
Yeah. It's a way of helping.
It's a way of helping.
It's free.
Like and share on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and other for other platforms, no? Google nyo na lang. Ay, in the channel yung Facebook namin, we are at
Kumare Talk The Podcast. And on Instagram, we are
Kumare Talk Podcast. And once again, this has been brought to us by
Cut Print Podcast Network.
This is again Owi.
And this is Jaya. And always remember, Chica moderately. Bye.